Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, Executive Director of the Clark Museum. The new exhibit in the community case from Jack Nash is called Play Ball, which documents the history of baseball in Humboldt County from the early 1900s through the 1990s and includes Little League from the very beginning, as well as the heyday of softball in the area. When Humboldt County's population began to expand in the mid to late 19th century, many of the new residents had already been exposed to baseball when they lived in the eastern part of the U.S. It is believed that the first team in Humboldt County was the Baseball Club of Ronerville in 1874. They were able to find little competition at first, but an account of a game against the Ferndale Baseball Club resulted in an easy victory by the score of 60-29. The high run count was not unusual for the time. On April 5, 1878, the Blue Stockings Baseball Club was organized. They had active financial backing, a good organizational structure, and a five-year lease on a piece of land opposite Pleasure Park, located between F and G near Wabash and Eureka. Sadly, they lost their first game to the Mutuals by a score of 28-24. Other games that season show prolific run production. The Alerts beat the Pacific BB Club 74-26 at Ferndale, and the Plowboys defeated the Pacific BB Club 33-31 at Springville. When baseball's popularity increased, leagues were formed. In 1895, the Humboldt Baseball League had four teams: the Mantles of Eureka, the Sperrys of Arcata, the Port Kenyon Crowns, and the Ronerville Acmes. Early on, small communities complained that the larger towns, such as Eureka, Arcata, Blue Lake, and Ferndale, were hiring players and paying them salaries to play. This made them at least semi-professional. In the 1920s, baseball in the Humboldt County League became an important part of the local culture. Players were heavily recruited and moved back and forth between Humboldt County and the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. The Pacific Coast League and the Humboldt County League routinely traded players, or the players simply changed teams on their own. For example, in 1922, Dave Bambino Kyle went from Arcata to the San Francisco Seals, as did George Taxi Valencia from the Eureka team. Bookie Harrington, the great shortstop from Scotia, ended up playing for the Detroit Tigers that same year. Local baseball leagues and teams remained very strong into the 1930s. The top team in the county was either called the Humboldt County League or the Redwood League, and teams went by such names as the Scotia Lumberjacks, Eureka Merchants, Arcata Blues, and Fortuna Merchants. Many of these teams had players who ended up on the Humboldt Crabs, who formed after World War II in 1945 and are now the oldest continuously operated collegiate independent wood bat summer baseball team in the country. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary. Make sure to catch a game before the season ends in the first week of August and stop by to see Jack Nash's great exhibit on local baseball. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.